And now, the thrilling continuation of John C.
Needed stuff for the beginning of the episode.
So. I was going to say, do you want to get Nate's sound quality before we start?
Nate, speak.
How's that sound to you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Whatever. Okay.
One of these days, I want someone who just yells at the speaker on their computer.
Jack! Hello!
John Cena!
God damn it.
What's up, everyone? And... no one. This is Joe.
try that one more
no
time.
No one's listening, so why address everyone when no one is our only listener?
Try that one more time.
What's up, Randall? It's Joe.
Try that two more times.
What's up, Randall and Zach? It's Joe.
Try that one last time.
Hello, Internet. My name is Joseph.
I'm Chris.
Tefer.
And I'm probably going to die.
That's the best surname I've ever heard. Oh. Hello, and, Mr. I'm about to die?
It's Mr. Probably.
Oh, Mr. yes, Probably. That's true.
And with us is a special guest.
Hi, I'm Nate Horsfall.
Yay!
Hey!
Did it.
You've been on the podcast before, right?
No.
No?
No.
Nope.
No.
No.
I'm usually employed, you see, and I can't do these things, but now I'm not employed. So
see,
I,
that's why
I
we
out.
Can do these things.
He was one of the 40 people who wasn't on our MagFest show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Out of, what, 1,400? 14,000? Yeah.
How many people were in that hotel room?
I don't know, like fucking 12?
And all of them plus others came on that episode.
Yeah. Oh, wait, yeah, actually, no, the year before that, it was like...
Oh, the MagFest Monster episode, the four-hour one.
Yeah.
Holy
God, we had a lot of people.
Last year's, or the last MagFest one, I was a fucking special guest on your show. Like, you just get a text like, oh, yeah, we've been recording for 40 minutes. You should probably come up here and say hi.
Oh, that one we probably had about 20.
Yeah. The one where we used Flix Recorder, and I had to, like, get 7 different people to try mixing it so we could actually
hear it, yeah.
Because I was behind the direction where the mic was pointed.
Yep. Really, we should do that more often.
True. Can you imagine if we did a show where we just talk like normal?
But no one can hear me at all. It's just like...
That's a little too avant-garde
see, but,
for
yeah,
our
I was going to say, like, nobody, literally nobody knows what's going on right now.
Well, then you'll just have to explain it.
I don't want to explain it.
I didn't hold the microphone to my mouth.
Not
and that's what that MagFest episode would have sounded like.
Holding the microphone to your mouth?
Yes.
That without having the microphone hold.
True.
So
SML Podcast.
So we always bring a guest on for a reason.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, this is a big landmark number. Episode 120.
120.
120.
That's a lot.
It is.
What have we been doing with our lives?
What episodes, guys?
I don't know.
I hate my life.
That makes two of us.
So, Nate, why are you with us today? Why should we give a shit about who you are?
I don't know. I like I said, dude, I'm unemployed. Like, what do you want from me? Also, I'm running an album called Chronicles of Time, which is a Chrono Trigger album by the same people that put together Spectrum of Mana, which is me and a whole bunch of friends, basically. Not everybody from Spectrum of Mana, I tragically have to report, but lots of
you people. Know who's not on Chronicles of Time?
Who?
Chris Huber.
Yeah, I heard that guy's...
Hey, dude, I talked to Chris Huber last year.
I heard that guy's lame, though.
Classic. You remember that?
I vaguely remember it, yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, let's do it. Never did.
Well, you know what? I think it was most of the time, and I'll be completely honest with you, I end up like helping people out with so many different things that I'm just like, yeah, just get a hold of me and be like, I need you to do that. And I'll be like, all right, yeah, sure. And then I'll just...
So it's the Sean Stone method. Hey, you promised me this by tomorrow. Oh, cool. Let me crank it out real quick.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's so many damn people on the project at this point that for me to actively seek out other people is kind of like psychotic.
You know who else isn't on
like
the project?
Give myself more work to do.
Yeah, basically.
Really?
You know who else isn't involved? This, me.
There is a song that I gave Joe, which you might be able to play on near the end, which you'll hear.
Yay.
I'm down for whatever. The funny thing is, there is a project that I got. There's a project that I got drafted into. That we were gonna try and get something done to send it to you.
Really?
For it? Yeah. Cool. Which the funny thing is we're at, like, I'm pretty sure we're still like emailing back and forth like now. Like,
is that with Ryberg?
Maybe.
Because he messaged me over the weekend. It was like, how do I get on this thing? How do I get on this thing? And I'm like, let me get back to you, man.
Yeah.
It's always been weird as the guy stuck with a job and no imagination for my whole life. It's always weird knowing all these artists and musicians. And you guys are the most talented people out there. And none of you have a grasp of time management.
Today, I actually went. I went down to.
And this isn't, you know, I'm not accusing any. I'm just saying, in a general broad term, most of the artists that I know are very big at 80-hour last minute work sessions.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem that I end up personally running into is there's Diablo. There's so many different projects that I'm like always actively working on because I like to try and keep myself busy. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff for me to keep track of. And then it's just kind of like when someone just kind of says like a blanketed like, hey, would you like to do this? I'll be like, yeah, sure. Get me some more details and let me know.
Right.
Once there's a definitive timeline, then I can go, okay, well, I have to prioritize this one first because this deadline's here and da-da-da. But when I don't have like an absolute like bona fide deadline for something that I need to accomplish, then it sort of takes the back burner to the other stuff that I already have.
I think the difference as a writer, because I can see my writing start to slip if I you know, agree to do too many things. And so it's really easy to go, okay, well, I can only handle two projects this week, not three.
Right.
Well, I'm in a fortunate enough position where, like...
Oh, yeah, by the way, Nate, welcome to the podcast where you
will be interrupted
every 5 minutes.
That's okay. I was just going to say my problem is
shut up.
That I want to do too many things.
Yeah, awesome. And there's nothing wrong with that, but...
All awesome, man.
I know I see a lot of people who are like, oh, yeah, man, I'm involved in 10 projects, but they all suddenly want to be done at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, like... Go ahead.
I was just talking to Bit Disaster guys last night, and Elliot was, like, wanting for me to do their cover art, and I'm like, after Trigger.
Yeah.
That's good.
Can't do it now, Elliot.
See, and that's the thing. I mean, like, with a lot of the stuff that I'm working on right now, like, you know, I've been actively working on my solo album, which, you know, I've been making a lot of progress towards, but I don't have a set date on it. So I just kind of work on that in between the stuff that I have to do. Like, I'm taking that gig down in Philly, and I start rehearsals, like, in a week and a half.
Nice.
So, like, I've just been, like, cramming, so many fucking songs, because I have to learn, like, 80 for the first rehearsal. So, like,
80 songs?
Yeah.
What, are you playing at, like, a weekend-long festival as the only band?
Well, it's a lot it's a lot of casino gigs. It's a lot of...
In Philly?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, it's, like, it's a lot of casinos, a lot of, like, bigger bars. So, like, more, like, clubs than like, divey bars. Like, it's all contracted out through a... through an agency, so it's like, you know, it's bigger rooms, you know.
Okay.
Crazy, man.
Well, so, okay, now I gotta find, there's this band that plays casinos around, the smaller casinos around here in Vegas, and they're amazing because they dress up like the guys from Revenge of the Nerds, and then their bassist wears a bicycle helmet, and they sing only 80s rock classics.
See, that's the thing, like, think of a band like that but only it's mostly like top 40s kind of stuff and like party rock kind of things.
But will you be the one wearing a bicycle helmet?
No, it's just like people in normal garb.
You know what you should do, Chris?
What?
Wear a bicycle helmet.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm
trying to remember what they called the guy. Like, it was one of those, you know, that you call your special neighbor kind of names, like Skippy or something like that.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. See, but that's the thing, though. The problem is that's where I can actually, like, earn a living as opposed to, you know, there's a lot of projects that, like, my heart is dead set on, but I'm obviously, it's not
very
lucrative.
I understand. I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that I am definitely not feeling it 100%. I just got a request to proofread something. So what I'm going to do is, you'll hear some crinkling, I'm going to open this NyQuil.
You're going to do it, huh?
And drink some of it. And then the goal is to see if I can stay conscious during the podcast and then proofread a short story afterwards.
Hey, weren't you just telling us that we take on too much, I think?
Yeah, but this is more for fun and less for science. So
I think you should
pre-fruit. I don't know, man. I don't work on myself once.
Yeah,
at no point am I getting paid today, so, you know.
That's true.
You get like, the quality of the payout for
it. Oh, and that's the thing. And you know what? And the funny thing, even like going back to like a you know, music.
How
workload,
long does it take you to open NyQuil? Jesus Christ.
It's
I don't have any fingernails.
Yeah. If you don't have fingernails, you're toast. But even today, I mean, like I had a day off of work, so I'm just like, well, all right, I'll just go down to the square and I'll busk. Like, I'll just take a acoustic guitar and go down there and just play songs for like 2-3 hours, and then come home.
Busk. It's the nice word for panhandling.
But you're providing a service.
Yes, you're playing a musical instrument.
Right, yeah. So it's not like you're literally just sitting there and going, like, give me money for no fucking reason.
Right.
Give me money! Right.
Depends on what kind of music you're playing.
True.
So should I use the cup or just take a gulp?
Chug, 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 chug.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely a little more than one cupful. Oh, generic. Oh, boy. Oh, generic taste.
Well, this is gonna get fun.
What color?
It's purple.
Should we start
like a
grape.
Stopwash and see how long you can go?
Allegedly
for?
Grape.
Allegedly grape.
It's Walgreens berry flavor, non-habit forming and alcohol free.
I always feel bad. It's like, what color is it? Green. Oh. Why?
Bile flavor.
The green ones. I don't do liquid medicine. Like, I can't do it.
Who still willingly buys the green shit?
Probably like some like. Old dude in his 70s that like went through the war.
Parents who hate children.
Parents who hate their children. That's
yeah, or that. Yeah.
Accurate.
Shut up, you little shit. Take this.
Getting on my last fucking nerve.
You can keep whining, I'll give you the green shit.
No, I'll be good. Sorry.
If you're nice, you get the purple one.
Legit strategy.
I'm okay with the red.
Like, non-habit forming until you brainwash your children into taking a spoonful of NyQuil every night. So mommy can have her cigarettes in peace.
I want to watch my stories.
Gotta watch my stories. It needs to sound like you're one step away from a stoma.
Mr. Lawrence from next door to come over again so your stupid little face is going to sleep.
There we go. I gotta pay the rent.
Baby, can I borrow your keys so I can go down and get some scratch-offs from the liquor store?
Perfect.
Video games.
Video games. Yeah.
That'll be the running theme of the entire podcast, because that's what
that's
the theme is.
That's been the running theme of our entire podcast.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. No, that's okay.
Yeah, we have guests on, and then we talk. Actually, I had a coworker ask me today. He's like, oh, you talk about video games. You review stuff? I'm like, well, actually, we get people who do stuff in the video game industry. And then we talk about everything else.
Yeah, there you
like,
go.
What do you mean? I'm like, well, we had some guys on, and they talked about sushi and hookers for 40 minutes. He just looked at me like,
what?
How long did our iDarb group go on about Bigfoot Erotica with us?
At least 20 or 30 minutes.
And I even said, I was like, they were there to pitch a game called iDarb. I think we mentioned it once.
Well, you know,
we
nice
talked about it for a little bit.
It kind of humanizes it, you know, instead of just, oh, you're this big developer.
And to be honest, that's I like that we have rotating guests, but I like that we also have guests who are more than willing to come back because, they, you know, several of them have said it's nice because a lot of the places that you're there to pimp whatever.
Right, Right.
It can get kind of boring when you're on 7 or 8 different interviews and podcasts talking about the same thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Speaking of frequent guests.
Speaking of iDarb, too.
Well, what about... Oh, yeah, iDarb. Okay. Adam Rippon, who's been on a number of times, was tweeting about a new game that Choice Provisions had released called Tsushimi for the Vita and the PS4 and Steam, and not on Xbox because Adam hates us.
Hey, I have Steam. I'm going to take this for code.
Well, we don't have any Steam codes. But I asked him if maybe we could get a handful of codes to give out on the show, and he directed me to someone else because they were the ones in charge of this game. And I tweeted them, and Adam was like, I can vouch for him. I've spent way too much time with this asshole. So
they actually, instead of giving you a restraining order, they gave you some copies. Huh?
Yeah, we have 3 codes of the game to give away.
For which platforms?
For the PS4 and Vita. It is cross-buy. And I attempted to try getting an interview with the guys from Nightlight Interactive, who are releasing the game Whispering Willow for the Xbox One tomorrow, or today if you're listening to this on Friday. And while they had to decline because of how busy they are, they did give us a code for the game to give out on the show. So we've got all the shit to give away today.
Yeah.
And I have shit in my throat, so I'm going to drink some water.
Now I'm gonna reference the iDarb thing. So speaking of iDarb, I saw a Vine of someone that's down at PAX currently, and apparently iDarb is getting some DLC.
Yay.
Of some different maps, and one of them that I saw was Masters of the Universe.
Wasn't another one The Walking Dead?
I believe so, yes.
The question is Bob Baffy going to use some of those sound effects that we record?
I fucking hope so.
Oh, I hope.
I really hope so.
We gave him so much work.
Oh, yeah, you just record a whole bunch of sound effects and send it his way?
Just the podcast itself.
Yeah.
I think they were edited out of the podcast and sent it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Which Perfect. Was even funnier, actually.
I don't
What's,
even remember what we did.
What types of genres are those games? Like, I'm not familiar with any of them.
Oh, Tsushimi, you told us about yesterday, Joe. That's a weird fucking sounding game.
It is a side-scrolling shooter, kind of like Gradius.
All right, I'm already interested.
Each level is 10 seconds long.
What? Okay, so it's just like insane fucking enemies coming at your face, and then you're like, okay.
It's a side-scrolling shooter, kind of in the vein of WarioWare.
Oh, God.
Where you do the round, and then you go to a shop after the round, where you have, like, 8 seconds to get an item. You get to pick an item out of 3. All of them have, like, absurdly long descriptions for 8 seconds worth.
You can't read it.
It's, like, 4 or 5 lines of text for each one.
Right.
And the first few levels, like, specific information will be highlighted in red so you could kind of get an idea of what the item is.
Yeah.
After that, good fucking luck. So it honestly comes down to either reading really quick and picking what you think will be good.
Or knowing them.
Or guessing.
Yeah. What was the name of that game? Tsushimi?
Tsushimi.
Yeah, you're a fish with a gun, right?
Yeah, you were a fish and you have arms like human biceps.
So like a Trogdor-esque fish?
Animals with arms.
And you just shoot, like, sharks and cats and...
Sounds very, very interesting.
Like, squids.
Interesting.
Or no, jellyfish, sorry, not squids. And then there's fucking bosses jellyfish. And...
To beat in 10 seconds.
Fucking, yeah, right, only 10 seconds, right?
Well, you have 10 seconds, but if you don't beat it, 5 waves later, it shows up again. Like, the boss waves are 5, 10, 15, 20.
Yeah.
And if you don't beat it, it just comes back the next time with all its health where it was before.
That's unfortunate.
Well, no, it doesn't refill. I said where it was before, so you carry on where you left off.
Huh.
It is batshit crazy, and I love it. And I think it's about time we give one of those codes away.
Now you can tell us about Whispering Will, because that sounds more like a porn title.
Well, I think I just mentioned giving away a code for...
I said, and then.
Tsushimi.
And then.
And then.
So, we're going to do this in usual SML fashion.
Okay.
Where we will say random words. So, Dragon Quest, Little Kite, 5, Good Neighbor, 3, Balls, Hairy Balls. And that is a code for Shoot Shimi.
That's the worst mic check ever.
Balls, Hairy Balls.
That's a code? Like, are you supposed to decode that?
It's the first letter.
The first letter.
Yeah.
And then the numbers.
Like, Balls, Hairy Balls would be BHB. And then the number 3 is the number 3.
Yeah, we found it was easier to do that rather than, because B, E, D, they all sound a lot alike.
PCD.
But we're not allowed to use the Greek or military alphabet.
Because that's too easy, so you got to make shit up on the spot.
Right. It's way more interesting that way.
We have rules here.
Here, do you want to try the top one and see if you could guess something better?
Well, no, I'll just do one of the other ones.
Okay, we'll do that later then.
Yeah.
Right, so Whispering Willow is, I wasn't too sure what to think of it at first. The screenshots I saw, it's a side-scrolling game. I didn't know if it was like a Metroidvania-style game or what it was. It is, after putting, I put like maybe an hour and a half into
probably
it.
Probably about an hour and a half or two.
It is a side-scrolling adventure game. Very much in the vein of, like, Secret of Monkey Island, Grim Fandango. You start off in catacombs, and then you have to work your way through there, finding puzzles, finding items, backtracking. You can turn into a ghost form to go through tiny little passageways and explore different areas. From what I've read online, it's not a very long game. But I'm having fun with it. I am enjoying the hell out of it. I don't know what it's going to cost, though. I tried emailing them to get an answer, but...
Oh, it's not actually out yet?
It is out tomorrow on the Xbox One.
So it today, might, when you're listening to it.
Yeah, it might already be out on PS4. I'm not too sure. I didn't really research the PS4 version because I don't care about the PS4.
That's a good reason.
Really? I wonder... Really? I thought you loved the PS4, Joe. Isn't
Believe
so
it or not...
Believe it, it's... I know, shocking, right? Oh wow!
No, I know. I followed your what should I call it? Adventures.
Adventure. The saga.
The Sony saga.
Saga. That's a better name.
Oh, even Whispering Willow's website has all their awards because we funded Kickstarter 2013, but no information on buying it.
Yeah, I love the visuals.
It looks pretty gorgeous.
The cutscene that played before the game was kind of janky and stuttery. I don't know if it's because of how they made the video or the encoding or what it was. It felt like something that was stuttering in Flash video. But the actual gameplay, it's all hand-drawn, it looks. Like the character models, all that, it looks hand-drawn and animated. And it looks really good.
Huh. Cool.
And if
it was released
fan,
on Ouya on July 9th, 2014.
And if you're a fan of these, looks to be very easy game for achievements.
Yeah. I'm looking at a trailer over right now. Yeah, it looks all hand-drawn. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what to expect getting into it, but I'm really enjoying it. So as long as you're going in, not expecting like an action game, there is no combat.
Right.
It's a lot of exploration, puzzles, backtracking. It's enjoyable. I'm liking it. I should have played it at night.
It looks like it's got some creepy elements to it.
It's not a horror game. Like, there's no jump scares or anything.
But it's, like, creepy.
But the ambiance, the music, the sounds.
I like a creepy aesthetic.
Yeah, there's definitely some creepy, just looking at their trailer, like, this lady's walking around, and there's, like, all these hands reaching through the floor to try
to God, that
it.
Part freaked me out.
that's how I gotta get to bed every night.
Yeah. Walking through hands on the floor.
Walking through hands.
Yeah.
Should we give that code out now?
The one for that one?
Yeah.
Sure, let's just give away a bunch of shit.
Cool.
It is topical.
So is that cream for Pappy's rash.
That was tropical.
His herpy rash.
That's where I got the rash.
All right, Chris, you can handle this one. It is the top code here because I use the bottom one. Because I made the effort of contacting these guys. Yeah, the top one. So I got one of the codes, and fuck all y'all. YOLO.
Okay.
YOLO.
All right, let's
Yo laughed.
Yo laughed. Let's give this a shot. So, three, donkey graveyard train, seven, yellow jelly, three, doofus, nine, morbid, six, toilet paper, six, seven, that xylophone, terror house, four, yellow rocket queen, Zoltan.
Yellow rocket queen sounds like something Elton John would have written in the 70s.
Good times.
Like, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, when do you really have to think of an X and a Z and a fucking, like, yeah. I never, you never really have to use them.
X, Z, and Y, and
Zimbabwe.
Yodel.
Yeah.
Yellow yodel.
I was waiting for y'all.
Y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Y'all.
Remember, there's a difference between y'all and usins.
Donkey graveyard.
or with toilet paper.
I don't want to go to the donkey graveyard.
But yeah, big thanks to Nightlight Interactive for that, and big thanks to Choice Provisions and Dant Rambo.
That's an awesome fucking name.
For the Shoot-Shimi codes.
That is an awesome name.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of ridiculous names, I don't know if you guys have been like doing any kind of research on that Mad Max game that's coming out.
On Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, I'm actually super pumped for this game.
I know. After watching that hour from GameSpot, was it?
Yeah, they just did another stream on...
I've gone on blackout mode. I don't want to know anymore.
Yeah,
it looks
pretty
cool from what I've seen. I didn't watch that hour that you're talking about.
Oh, dude, it's insane. It's fucking
nuts. Someone
was
saying it's like Fallout meets Burnout, and I pretty much got an erection. Like,
I think Josh was saying that, wasn't he?
What?
I don't see the resemblance that much.
No, I don't care if they were right. I'm just saying I heard those words combined and I got an erection.
I guess just driving around in a car is what they mean with burnout.
Because there's chases and fights in the car. Like, you'll have to, you know, armor your car up, get weapons, and do things in your vehicle.
But the misconception about the game is like, it's not just in the car. Like, you're in the car, but you're also, like, on foot. Like, everybody, like, everything that I've been seeing with the developers, it's like, you know... They're saying, like, everybody thinks that it's just in the car or primarily in the car. It's like, nah, it's probably about even split.
No, yeah, the thing I read about, it was very much even split. And, you know, the Fallout comparison was the post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Yeah, gameplay-wise, it doesn't look anything like Fallout.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm just talking about idea-wise. And what's important is, I guess they were saying, your car is incredibly important. And you'll need it, but the stuff you need for it is not just everywhere. So you actually have to plan ahead a lot of times because there's a good chance that, oh, I have to use this or do that, and I might not be able to replace it for a long time.
Well, the other thing is, too, is they're not incremental progression systems. Like, it's like, oh, well, I'm going to put this on my car right now because that better suits what I'm about to do. And then later on down the road, you might switch it off to something else just because it might better suit what you're doing down the road. But it's not like, put this on it, it makes it better. It's just...
Right.
It reminded me of all the different characters and weapons in Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare. Just because you unlock it doesn't mean it's better.
Right. Yeah, I learned that.
I guess so.
Like, the different weapons you can get, it doesn't mean it's a better weapon. It just means it has a different purpose. For every positive, there's also a drawback.
Right, right.
So
yeah,
it's
not
that it's
20% more damage, but you fire half as often.
Yeah. So it doesn't mean it's better. It's just different. It could be better in different situations.
Right.
Or it can complement other things better than the original. But it's not just like, oh, I put stats in this and now it's better now, or I bought this and everything's better now. It's just different.
Yeah, I think the thing that really kind of does it for me is even just this fucking game is, like, infinite.
Yeah.
Like, it just fucking goes, man.
Is it going to have online?
I would presume no.
I don't think it says.
It looks very single-player-y.
Yeah.
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 But,
shut up.
But the map, like, literally, they even said, like, the map, when you reach the quote-unquote edge of the map...
You could keep going.
You just keep going.
Huh. Like, you know, like I was saying the other day, I really want a sandbox game where I can play with my friends, but I just don't want that game to be GTA.
I completely understand that. I think, well, is there going to be any multiplayer in Just Cause?
I don't know. I would hope so, just because after Just Cause 2 and all the feedback from people wanting it to be online and then modders creating their own online
mode.
And
it was fucking crazy.
I really hope that they have it this time.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's a lot of shit to get done.
All right, so yeah. I got a. While we're talking about actual video games, I got a question, Joe. You might know a little bit about this.
Nope, I give up.
I was digging around on YouTube yesterday. I ended up getting hooked watching someone play the first 30 minutes of a PS4 exclusive called Until Dawn. Have you heard of it? It looked amazing. Like it really did. It looked as it's a Heavy Rain style game, but it's.
Yeah, which already immediately turns me off.
Yeah, but that's the kind of game I would play at your
house. I like those
games,
though.
You can see the story.
Yeah.
I have no interest in it. The reviews, I've seen mixed reviews on it. Something, like the one guy who had it before it came out and was giving impressions on it, one of the big things the developer said was that nobody will have the same playthrough. Because there's so many choices and options. Yeah. And this guy said that he played through it a number of times, and that's kind of bullshit. That, like, everything's going to become the same.
Maybe that guy actually chose the same thing every time because he forgot.
No, he intentionally chose different things.
Okay. Well, hey, regardless of that, at the very least, I'll continue watching this guy's YouTube uploads because it's actually the kind of game with the cinematics where you really don't mind watching someone else play.
Yeah, I've had a couple games that I specifically didn't play through. I just watched somebody else play through it.
Yeah, I am completely blacking out on it. What was the one that was similar to Heavy Rain? It was the cop one. You were the 1920s
Murdered?
What? No, not Murdered.
Beyond Two Souls.
Beyond Two Souls.
No, it was like 5 years ago.
Was that Indigo Prophecy?
L.A. Noir.
L.A. Noir?
L.A. Noir, yeah. It's got that same style, you know.
Well, L.A. Noir gives you a lot of choices, though.
Yeah, like, it does.
And L.A. Noir was like a video game.
In terms of style, though, it's the L.A. Noir cutscenes, you know what I mean? That's, you know, pick something up with RT, turn it over with your thing, you know, pick A or B to make your response, that kind of stuff. And I liked about it was that you were jumping around characters. So you're playing as this guy for a few minutes, and then, oh, hey, you meet someone else, and now, boom, you're playing that person. And I think that's where they're talking about the interactive style of it, yeah. Where you're gonna get different ending, or not ending, just different things based on, oh, at the beginning of the game, I told this person they were a douchebag. You know, that might come down to haunt me later on.
Right.
They will remember that.
They will know.
This person will slightly remember that.
Save me. No, you called me a douchebag. Die.
Yeah, I don't know too much about Until Dawn. I might sit down and try watching someone play it. It's not a game I'm going to pick up.
Yeah, most of those games I watch somebody else play it.
Like, it is so far from
my
radar.
There's the SML recommendation. Find a YouTube stream of Until Dawn.
There you go. Watch it.
I heard...
Oddly enough, I actually did that with Last of Us.
Hmm.
Oh, really?
I still need to finish Joe's place so he can see.
Well, I haven't owned any Sony products, like, ever.
Ever?
Like,
I really, wow. really, really wanted to
Other than
to
the PlayStation 2.
Through.
Well, actually, I know. I lied. So I had a PlayStation 2, and I loved
my
PlayStation 2.
You guys talk about this. I'm going to go be sick for a few minutes.
Well, don't die. So I had a PlayStation 2. I had a PlayStation 3, which I ended up I got rid of my 360. Got a PlayStation 3. My apartment was robbed, so I didn't have a PlayStation 3 anymore, and it was cheaper and easier for me to get a 360 again, plus I wanted to play Rock Band again, and all my DLC was still carried over from when I originally had my 360. I just went back to a 360 and never looked back.
Gotcha.
Good move.
So I just, because I remember when I had my PS3, there wasn't, there was more games on the 360 that I wanted to play than the PS3.
Yeah, I mean, I bought a PS3 years ago, and I literally played it for one game, and it's my own, I could have played other ones, I just
right.
I don't really have a lot of time for playing games, but I only played it for Twisted Metal, and that was it.
New Twisted Metal was sick. It was great.
It was super fun, but I only played it for like a week, and then I was like, all right, guess I'm done with that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even though it had all kinds of really cool online stuff, but I never got into that. And so I also, like I said, I just get way too busy. I have too many projects, too many whatever. So whenever I have time to actually play video games, it's like, all right, here's the block of time that I have segmented to play this. I can't.
And you know what? And I completely understand that, because even me, like, I have a ton of games that I still haven't sat down and played. Yeah. But it's mainly just because, like, you know, I'll be busy with a bunch of other shit. And then when I sit down and it's time for me to play a game, it's like, I don't want to jump into something new. I kind of want to just be like, well, I'm just going to play some Diablo or, you know, play something
You're going to play Diablo?
But it's like, I'm probably going to focus in on something that I already know that I enjoy.
Yeah.
Because if I were to get into a game that I'm like, man, fuck this, I just wasted my time. And they're like, you know, that was my precious, like.
Right.
That was my precious time that I had to actually play games, and I just wasted it on something I didn't enjoy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For me, it's always more like, there's like games that I'm waiting to play for a very, very, very long time, and I'll eventually get around to it, and then I'll have a great time, but it's going to take me much longer than I would like. Like, it took me about, Ori and the Blind Forest came out in March. I think I played that game in July, and I really wanted to play that game sooner, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. I blazed through that game in like a week. I love that game.
Oh, man,
so
I blazed
much.
Through that game in like 3 days, because like I said, when I sit down and I'm just like,
you just marathon it.
I'm just fucking playing it.
Yep.
Especially if I'm with Floyd, I can just play that damn game.
I explored so much in that.
So I blazed through it, and then I watched my brother play it, and it was just, I love that game. I could talk to you about that game for like an hour.
Go ahead. We have time to kill.
go right ahead.
But no, really, I mean, like, and that's like, people are harassing me to play Rocket League right now. I don't know if you guys play
Dude,
that,
I love Rocket League.
It looks great. It looks like everything that I want to play, but I don't have time to do it. So.
Dude, Rocket League, you have no excuse for Rocket League, because a match is 5 minutes.
Yeah, but I won't play it for 5 minutes, Chris.
But I'll I do it all the time. I literally I'll wake up. I'll do like one Rocket League match, and then I'll like take a shower, and then I'll like get ready for the day.
I'll be like, God, that was fun. Just one more. No, just one more. No, just, what time is it now? 5. God damn it.
No, that was my Minecraft problem. Like, I would sit down and I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to play a little bit of Minecraft and there goes 7 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So I know myself enough that I'll get really into it, and it's a good thing. Like, it's a fun game. That's great. But I haven't gotten into it yet. But there's a lot of people. So you play it. Grant's been bugging me to get it.
Grant's playing Rocket League and he never hit me up to play some fucking Rocket League, I am depressed.
Oh, you should just unfriend him.
Oh my god.
I got back just in time.
Bomb
his house.
Man, maybe. I'm gonna like bombard his Facebook and be like, you got Rocket League and didn't tell me? Like.
Yep. No, he's been playing it for like 2 weeks.
Is he
welcome back?
What, so. on PS4 or Steam?
No, probably Steam. I don't think he has a PS4.
Yeah, I have it on Steam. That's great. That's great. I got the DLC and everything, man. I'm fucking set. Like, I play Rocket League all the time.
isn't that game's DLC all about the cosmetics? Like, I don't know. I haven't played it yet.
It's nothing but cosmetics. I bought it all.
So, did you buy every bit of DLC then? Like, every hat that they've created?
Well, you have to unlock a lot of them.
Okay.
But the DLC that you can buy... I bought it.
Oh, God.
Awesome. It's a free game, right? Or something like that. It's really cheap.
It was free on PlayStation 4 for like a month.
Yeah, it was one of the PS Plus games.
Yeah. Gotcha. I paid $20 for it on Steam because it was worth it.
What's the free game for next month?
For what?
Yes.
For Xbox.
Let me look it up, because that's something that we were going to talk
about. Tomb Raider.
Well, there's more than just Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider's the big one.
The new one? No, wait. No, that's not coming out until December.
No, I think it's the definitive...
The re-release of that one.
Yeah,
they have been getting our money lately for releasing, like, collections and definitives and stuff, right?
I will say this, though. I'm pretty pumped to play the definitive edition of Tomb Raider, because I only played, like, a little bit of the... a regular version.
I never really enjoyed Tomb Raider.
Dude, the new one is fucking awesome.
I put an R there somewhere. Tomb Raider.
Tear Raider?
Tear Raider, Tears Raider. Well, it is you're killing your Laura like over and over again.
Oh yeah, so
I just call it Tom Brader.
Toomba.
Let's call it a fucking
Toomba.
So the goal is to get as many footballs deflated without being caught as possible.
But
okay, yeah. So the free games for next month, the one spanning all of September is going to be The Deer God, which is a brand new indie title.
Oh, I saw that game in Kotaku a couple weeks ago or something like that. Like, it looks pretty interesting.
I don't know anything about it, but I will get it for free.
It does.
And then
it's kind of like Endless Runner, sort of, but almost like a mix of Endless Runner and shit. What was that game where you were like on a sled and you would just slide endlessly on the sled until you
3D pixel
Line art Runner
religion and your platforming
Line sports. Runner. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, you're a deer.
Yeah.
Well, you're the deer god.
Yeah, you're the deer god.
Deer god.
Deer god.
The visuals are really neat. They're really, really minimalist, but it changes over time as it goes from day to night and yada yada, and it's looks pretty cool.
He's riding a turtle.
Pappy's Dig is minimalist. And then from September 16th through
October. Yeah, but I still charge you $500.
Shut the fuck up, I'm talking.
Nope.
And then from September 16th to October 15th will be Tomb Raider Definitive Edition.
Oh, yeah.
And on the Xbox 360, starting September 1st until the 15th, will be Battle Stations Pacific, which is a curious choice for a free game.
Right.
Rock on. And then from the 16th through the end of the month, Crysis 3.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'll take Crysis 3 for free.
So a pretty, pretty solid month for Xbox folks.
They really haven't been throwing out any misses. I mean, it's cool. They do a big, AAA title, or at least something really neat. And then they throw out some indie games as well. And those have been hit and miss, but it's still cool to try an indie game for free. Yeah. And see
I still go
like
back
it.
And play Volgar every once in a while.
Oh, fuck
God,
that game
is so brutal.
Yep.
What game?
Volgar. It was for people who thought Ghosts and Goblins was too easy.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, Volgar the Viking. It's fucking brutal, and that's why I love it.
It does not hold your hand.
No, I played it for 20 minutes and didn't get past the first level.
Fuck no. I didn't beat it, but I've gotten I've made it into the game now.
I think I made it to the fourth screen in 20 minutes.
If it's like Ghost and the Goblins, I don't think I made it halfway into the Ghost and the Goblins game on the SNES ever. Ever, ever.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to play some of that tonight now that I'm reminded.
I've seen people beat it. I've seen the speedruns of it and shit, and I know what's ahead, but I don't think I've gotten past.
Volgar is definitely one of those games that's very speedrunny. Like, you kind of have to know the path and, like.
Yeah, you have to memorize everything because one wrong step and you're dead twice.
Yep.
And not suck.
the game's hard as fuck. Like, I'm not even trying to, like, underplay it. Like, it's fucking hard. But it's fun.
Sounds like that's its MO.
Yeah.
It's meant to be tough.
I think the main reason why I like it so much is because it kind of gives me that, like, Ninja Gaiden-esque, like, throwback.
Sure.
So that's like I've been ranting and raving about how much I would love to play a game that was like that, and then I found Volgar and I'm like, oh, this is cool. I'll just roll with this then. Like,
true.
Nice.
Which the funny thing is that, and I will say this, I'm very I'm guilty of doing this a lot. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people that do it, too. A lot of the times when they give out these free games, like, I have so many of those free games that I've never even fucking launched once.
Right.
Like, I don't even know the single, like, I don't know a single thing about some of the, like, Castle Storm, no fucking clue. I have no idea. Child of the Light, no clue.
Yeah. What I've been doing lately is Joe pesters me because it's free, so I download it, play it for 8 minutes, and delete it.
Yeah.
It's free, man. It's free. Well, yeah, well, I'm not interested. Well, it's free. Well, okay. It is free, so I download it. Go, oh, hey, wait, I was right. I wasn't interested.
I still am not interested.
Yeah,
delete.
Hey, free is free.
Yeah, but free kick in the nuts. It's still a kick in the nuts.
How is a game a kick in the nuts? It's just.
I'm comparing it. I don't take everything because it's free. Free hugs from the sweaty guy at the anime convention.
Why not?
It's a nice gesture, but I don't want it.
I don't bother.
It's a nice gesture, but
yeah. But what if you want that hug later? You change your mind and you want that hug. But the guy's gone.
Well, you missed your chance, man.
Yeah. And I'll live. I will regret that for the rest of my life.
So get it and enjoy it forever, even if you don't play it.
Even if you don't enjoy it.
The option is there.
But you might.
You might enjoy it.
You don't know until you try.
See, and that's the funny thing, too. Honestly, I do download all the free ones that I can, mainly just because, let's just say, something ends up happening where, like, all right, I end up moving, and I don't have internet for a while. So now I've got all these games that are loaded up on my system that at least I'll have something to entertain myself for, you know, until I get myself set. Like, you know, you'll have those instances. Like, it doesn't take any extra, like, it really doesn't take any extra effort to get them. So there's really no excuse, like, and that's the thing, like, if it's going to eat up hard drive space, then just don't install it. Just, like, go to download it so that it registers it to your account. I've done that with Steam so many times, too, where I'd buy a Humble Bundle, and I'm like, I know I'm not going to play any of these anytime soon.
Right.
But...
Well, I don't buy the Humble Bundles ever, because I'm just like, I'm not going to play it, man. I'm not ever going to play this. Like I said earlier, I have so little time to set aside to do that. I just know when I'm going to play it, I'll buy it. And even if I've missed the sale, I'm the kind of person that's like, well, I missed the sale. I still like want to support these guys. I'll pay the full price. Like,
yeah, I do that, too. I mean, every once in a while, I'll look out for the sales just because I'm a broke-ass bitch, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I'm the minority, man. Like, everybody is like, Steam sales, holy shit. Did you buy everything on Steam? Steam sales. I'm like, no, I wouldn't play it.
Yeah, I had a coworker dropped, like, $300 on the summer Steam sale, and I'm like, on what? Jesus. I spent, like, $4.
Every sale, I'll get, like, a $20 card, and I'll pick up, like, 5 or 6 games, and I'm like, all right, I'm good.
Download like 80 games and play 2 of them. Like,
well, and that's the thing too. That's the same thing with Steam. Like, I get a lot of those Steam games, and I have a laptop that I can load a bunch of them up on there. And it's like, oh, I have to go away for a couple weeks or something like that. Right. Oh, I need something to keep myself occupied. I'll just bring my laptop. Yeah. Like,
that's a good way to do it.
Because now my laptop is basically, right now, it is a mobile Rocket League and Street Fighter.
Rocket League anywhere.
Street Fighter 4, anytime. Street Fighter 4 Ultra machine. And that's
You could be out at Starbucks and just be talking to somebody and be like, oh, do you play Rocket League? Fuck yeah, let's do this right now. And just bust open your laptop.
Well, see, and the funny thing is I've got the controller adapter and all that shit for it, too. So,
did that this morning. What are you talking about?
Yeah, if someone spontaneously, like, saw me and they're like, hey, do you want to play some Street Fighter? I'd be like, yeah, absolutely. I just fucking bust it out. I've got 2 controllers ready to roll. Like, it's...
Oh, God.
He wears JNCOs and just keeps one in his back pocket.
No, I just keep it in the laptop bag.
You need like a backpack that can that's displaying the fact that you have that all hooked up and ready to go. You need like an LCD monitor on your backpack or something.
And just like a small generator, like.
Yeah, just people just walk up to you and be like, oh shit, is that Street Fighter? Yeah, let's go.
Throw down right now.
Let's do it. Let's fucking do it.
I'm in the bathroom. Like, we are peeing right now.
Do it.
We are literally peeing right now. Give me 14 more seconds.
No, you go to the bathroom, you got to fight for who gets the tall urinal and who gets stuck with the short one.
Oh.
See, but that's the thing. You could literally, like, just little shit, like, hey, man, like, I was here first. Like, let's settle this. Come on. Settle this like men.
Whose turn is it to buy drinks? Oh, let's find out.
Exactly. Dude, could you imagine, like, literally just being out at a bar with a bunch of your buddies and you're like, who's got the next round? And like, let's fucking fight for it.
Yeah, why aren't you making this happen, Chris? It sounds like this is nothing but a brilliant idea. Like, you could even skip busking instead of, and just do this.
just challenge people to Rocket League for money. Down in the square in Wilkes-Barre.
Grab a controller, let's fucking do this.
If I win, you give me $1.
I think you would legit have people come up to you and play that.
Yeah, but the problem is I could lose.
Well, there's that, yeah.
Nobody comes up to me when I'm playing guitar and they're like, I'm fucking taking that money back. You're like, what? No.
Like, have another guitarist walk up to you and be like, you're nothing, and then just start playing instead, and they just take over your little...
Oh, dude, see, the funny thing is...
Some Guitaru Man fucking...
There's been some people that have come over. Like, even today, there was a guy that stopped over, and he's like, hey, man, do you mind if I play a song? I'm like, yeah, dude, I don't fucking care. So, like, he sat down, and he went to go and play a song, and he was just like, I don't remember how to do it. Because he sat down, and he tried to, muddle his way through it, and then he realized, like, oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't be playing in front of people. So, like, so he was just like, oh, yeah, that's...
Do you have people just come up to you though and actually just legit jam? I mean, that's got to be.
I've had a couple people actually come over. Like, there was this one dude that stopped, and he was like, he had a group, like, he was able to play competently. I mean, it's the acoustic guitar. I mean, you learn like 5 chords and you can bang out like 100 songs. So, So he sits down and his guitar playing was fine, but his voice was fucking awesome. Like, he had an amazing voice. His song choice was kind of meh, but he did Cumbersome. So,
okay.
So he sits down and he's starting to sing it, and while he's going, I'm just like, oh, I'll just do the backups for the chorus.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there doing the backups, and then because I'm doing backups, most of the time when you hear somebody busking, it's just like one dude. So now there's like more stuff going on. So like people were looking and being more interested in it now. So
yeah.
I mean, if I had somebody else that I could legitimately like go out and like busk with, I would take like a small drum kit. Take like a small drum kit and an acoustic guitar, like people would lose their fucking minds.
Two of my buddies would do that in Japan. They'd go out and do, one guy brought a guitar, one guy brought a bass, and once in a blue moon I'd come out and sing. And their goal was always just enough money to buy some Starbucks. That was it.
Dude,
it was
like, and that's the thing. Like, I was there for, I don't know, 2.5 hours today, something like that. I made like $16. So, I mean, like, instead
that's
of like...
better than minimum wage.
Right.
That's 16 bucks worth of Rocket League DLC.
Right? But the funny thing is like, I mean, when you really think about it, like, even like you said, Pappy, that's better than minimum wage. You know what I mean? And instead of sitting at home doing fucking nothing, I could be out there. Like, there was a lot of people that stopped and they're like, oh, this is so nice to see somebody like actually out here and playing songs and like doing like, because there's always so many miserable people down at the square. There's a lot of people that were going down there because it's when they do the farmer's market. So everybody's down there trying to get like produce and stuff like that. So there's a lot of foot traffic. So, but there was a lot of people that were just like, yeah, this is awesome. This is cool. Like, nobody does this shit anymore, especially not around here. So
where do you live, Chris? You Philadelphia?
No, I'm like in Wilkes-Barre, essentially.
They're in a very hateful place.
Yeah,
he's Philly, in my spare bedroom.
Yeah, I'm in Joe's spare bedroom.
Like, I live in San Francisco, and people like that are like, I mean, I could just walk down the street and I'll crash right into one of them.
Yeah,
yeah, but in San Fran, those guys are doing it so they can afford their $15,000 a fucking month hotel.
No, they're doing it there so they could afford their mustache wax.
Goddamn.
Port of freaking
That's probably really more Portland.
And that's the thing. I mean, it sucks that there's like a little bit of like a negative connotation for anybody that's trying to actively try and work within music. But, you know, sometimes like technically, like it would be hypocritical of me to sit here and be like, I know that I'm perfectly capable of going down to the square and playing music and making a couple bucks. It would be hypocritical of me to just sit at home and be like, I don't have a good gig. This sucks. I don't have a regular job. Like, yeah, that would be a shitty thing to do, and I'd be a dumbass for doing it. Whereas, here's an opportunity for me to play music, which is ultimately what I'm trying to do, to a crowd that has to be there anyway. Like,
Yeah.
I have to buy tomatoes today. God damn it.
So it's just one of those things where it's just like, you know, there's
gotta get the tomatoes for little Jimmy.
I know busking, like, there's a lot of people that think that busking is kind of like, you know, a scumbaggy thing to do, but at the same time,
well,
it's like...
the problem is a lot of it, the reason that is a lot of places where they have a lot of busking is a very touristy place. Like here in Vegas, they just had to pass new laws on Fremont Street because the buskers were getting legitimately rough with the fucking passerby.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because first of all, they take up a huge swath of space, and when you're elbow to elbow... You know, like the Fremont Street is like 100 feet wide, but it's elbow to elbow. And you got dancers and singers and stuff taking up a lot of space. And then they're getting like, some of them were getting actually like, hey man, you just watched me for like 3 sets. Why aren't you fucking throwing any money down? What the fuck?
Oh,
like, they
really?
Were, yeah, they were
That's
getting
like
they
get money.
Yeah, they were getting rough.
Well, dude, like, there's been people that have sat and watched me for like, well, because it's the square. Nobody else has anybody, you know, anything better to do. So I've had a couple people that have sat and watched for like an hour and a half and not tossed me money. Fucking
yeah, but
so
you
what? Like.
Yeah,
you know that that's going to happen. Like, that's
just
part of the deal.
You got to be like the number one panhandler in Okinawa, Jimmy. This guy would sit out 3 blocks down from Gate 2 Street, and he was just a funny guy. He'd have a guitar, but he couldn't play it. So he would just strum a few notes, and he's like, oh, Jimi Hendrix. And he'd play like 3 notes badly and be like, excuse me while I kiss this guy. And then he'd just turn to somebody like, you number one, and just give the guy the finger. Wow. That dude just made so, I mean, I don't think I'm exaggerating. That dude took home more money on a Friday night than I probably did in a monthly paycheck.
See, and that's the funny thing.
I would
thing.
See people throw him $5 bills, just like, oh man, Jimmy, you're awesome, you know, stuff. And just throw him $5.
Like, well, and that's the thing. Even like every time that I've played down there so far, at least one person has tossed me a $5. Which, even down at the square in Wilkes-Barre, when people are trying to fucking like sell fucking cigarette butts for change to get on the bus, like, like somebody like tossing in a $5. There was a guy on a bike. He was literally like on a bike. He had headphones in. He took one of his headphones out by the time he was at the because I was outside of Chris's store. So about like a block down is where the one was it the Dunkin' Donuts is at. I saw him come down. He got to about where that one bar used to be, fucking Hardware. He gets to Hardware. He takes one of his headphones out. He gets to in front of me, stops his bike dead, pulls out a $5, puts it in the box. He goes, you're really good, man. I got worried when I saw someone sitting on, you know, sitting on the ground playing guitar, but I'm glad that you're good, so here's a $5. And then he just left.
Hey, thank God for not stucking.
Thank God you made it.
Yeah. And then I've had like other people that are like, why aren't you doing this professionally? And I'm like, well, I'm trying to. Like
are you hiring? Seen the
economy? I actually have an agent right now. Yeah. This is where he put me.
Yeah, right?
Video games.
Hey.
I'm glad I had this.
So Guitar Hero 4.
No, we were... No, that's not Rock Guitar Band. Hero 4, you dickhead. We just talked about... Well, we didn't just talk. 45 minutes ago, we talked about the Xbox One games with gold.
Yep.
Might as well talk about the PlayStation Plus free games, too.
Okay.
Since my battery is now at like 13% from having the screen on the entire time you talked about busking.
Hey. It's a topic.
Video game. six new games are hitting PlayStation Plus next month, as usual.
Ready.
The PlayStation 4... featured titles are Grow Home, which was part of that voting program thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So Grow Home won. The other two will be on sale for 30% off, which is cool. And also Zeo Drifter, which I don't really know anything about, but it looks pixely, so it's another retro game. The Vita is getting La Mulana EX and Super Time Force Ultra, which is also going to be on the PS4 as well.
Yeah, I was so bad at Super Time Force.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, that game is rough, man. I've never played it, but I've watched, and Jesus.
I think I gave up through the tutorial brutal. Somewhere. Like, nope.
I don't know anything about it.
And then this was just mentioned before. The PlayStation 3 is getting Twisted Metal.
Hey, and, how about that?
And Tesla Grad, which is also a PS4 game. So,
oh, I heard about that game. It looked pretty interesting. Any of you guys play it?
Nope. I might try it next month.
Yeah.
Like puzzle-y sort of portal kind of game, but not first-person shooter.
I spend as little money as possible on PS4 stuff.
I haven't owned
other than the PS4s themselves.
Wait, I didn't even know you still had a PS4, Joe. I thought you got rid of it after all your saga.
He broke.
He bought another one.
Well, I got... another one because I traded a ton of shit into GameStop when they were having a trade-in deal, and I got a Batman system. So,
oh, you got a Batman system?
Yeah, the silver Batman. One.
Every night it disappears.
I was gonna play something. It's out fighting crime again. Son of a.
Well, that's better than it breaking, right?
I have the PlayStation of the night.
And to this day, people think I was joking. To this day, I still have
you
it
still
sitting
have
on top of bottle caps to keep it elevated off the TV stand.
To get more airflow.
Yeah. Because I don't know of
anybody who had as many problems with PS4 as you in the entire gaming world. Like,
I know a couple other people that did.
It's just funny with Joe because those of us who know him know... that you could never accuse him of mistreating the system. I mean, this is a guy that almost murdered 5 people when there was a smudge on his TV one morning.
Oh my God, I was so fucking pissed.
See, yeah, no, and you can still hear the anger when I bring it up. So to accuse this guy of doing anything to mistreat his electronics is just, it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Because those of us who know him know that he would probably be, He would probably find an easier time replacing me as a friend than replacing a broken TV or
the
Xbox.
Thing is, it wasn't just a smudge on the TV.
Well, it looked like somebody mushroom stamped halfway down your TV. But
no,
still.
No, not at all. It wasn't dick shaped at all. I'm telling the story because you guys talked about busking, so I'm going to talk about my TV.
No,
smudge.
I want to hear about it.
Revenge of the TV.
It was when Ashley and I first moved into Luzerne. Because we were getting married, we had the TV maybe 2 weeks, and we had everybody come in from out of town to hang out for our wedding, had a bunch of people stay in our apartment with us, so like a one bedroom apartment had a dozen people staying in it.
I know how that goes.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah, I got lost trying to find Shale with a fucking train station.
So again, this TV is about 2 weeks old, mm-hmm. if that. Wake up in the morning, walk out, there is a full-fledged handprint in the middle of the screen. Like, dead center. Like, there, where attention is on the screen on your TV. Just dead center. A full, greasy handprint.
It was like a pizza grease.
Oh.
And I lost my shit. To this
all I
day,
can figure is that someone got up in the middle of the night to use a bathroom, stumbled, and touched the TV. I mean, that's the only way that could have gotten there unintentionally.
To this day, I don't know if I'm right or not, but I remember seeing Henry Jones stand up and lose his balance and put his hand out. I don't know if it hit the TV. But I freaked out thinking it hit the TV, and I said, "Did you touch the TV?" And he said, "No, but
no,
it looked like it."
He has good stats.
But it looked like it. And the next morning, that handprint was there. I don't know if it was you, Henry. I don't know. It's in the past.
Well, the big problem with that is that there was a whole lot of drinking going on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a combination of bachelorette, drunk party, like, just everything.
It's in the past, so I'm not mad about it.
You don't even have that TV anymore.
Yeah, we do.
What?
Oh, wait, no, we don't.
Yeah,
my bad.
That's the one in their bathroom.
Yeah.
It's the one in the shower, actually.
It's the old Vizio that we had, so no, we don't have
that one anymore. At the time, too, you had a very top-of-the-line TV. It was huge.
Yeah.
It was bigger than the one I got now.
And there was a fucking handprint. A motherfucking handprint.
Full, but you're not mad.
Salty.
Full-on handprint.
So salty.
It haunts my nightmares to this day.
Joe holds grudges.
So salty.
I know how to become happier after all of that.
What would that be, Joe?
We're going to give out another game code for
Shishimi.
As soon as my email loads up.
Going all Bob's Burgers. All right.
This code. Next code.
I'm ready.
Is 6Queef77. Total Numbnuts Eric.
Is that two N's?
Yes, Numbnuts.
Okay.
And Eric, because fuck Eric. So Total Numbnuts Eric. And then Jack Off. I'm trying to think of a good N one.
Nobody.
Nipple. Jack off nipple. Two. Muskrat.
Muskrat. I like muskrat for M. that's a good one.
So
like
if you got confused with all that, 6Q77TNNEJN2M. And if you still didn't hear it, you have a rewind button.
Yeah.
Man, actually just gave him the code. You should let him decode that, man. Jeez.
Titty, titty, nut,
in
nut.
Way.
titty, nut.
I believe we have one more code, right?
One more
code.
So
we'll do that at the very end.
Yeah.
Do we have any emails?
No.
Okay, then.
You don't have any emails?
No. Nobody emails us.
Aww.
Zach's too busy playing his Road to Final Fantasy.
Yeah, one guy that always emails you, is that Zach? I don't know. Like,
yeah. But he's trying to beat every Final Fantasy game ever made in 2015. Like,
I even told Randall, hey, we're recording
that sounds
in
like
an
a
hour.
Bad idea.
Yeah, he's stuck on 9, I think, right
he's
now.
He's on 9 right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Has he played any of them previously, ever?
Probably.
No.
But I know he's played most of them, if not all of them. But yeah, okay. That was his goal for 2015, and he's running behind.
Nate, send us an email at the smlpodcast @gmail.com and ask us how Zach is doing. And Zach, you can reply to his email the following week at the smlpodcast @gmail.com.
So, and we'll read them next week. I feel like we should have got a little more info from Nate about his recent project.
Well, yeah, we're gonna do that now.
Oh, hey, what a great idea.
Yeah.
It was in the schedule.
What you want to know? What you want to know? I'll tell you anything.
Like, is it...
What's up?
I mean, for me, is it...
how you doing?
Is it all different songs?
Is it all different songs? Yeah. Do you mean are the genres all different? Is it...
No, I mean, like, is every track going to be different, or are there going to be a couple songs from, you know...
Like repeats?
With a different take on, yeah.
Oh, so at this point... there's a few songs that are duplicates, but for the most part, I'm trying to not do, for lack of a better term, OCR style, where there's like seven versions of the same
song. Yeah, and that's why I was trying to be polite, because I know sometimes people put out an album and be like, hey, here's our new Street Fighter album, and they're all Sagat's.
Yeah, no.
they're all Sagat's theme.
Yeah.
Which the bad dudes have done. They released in a project called Thai Guy, where it was nothing but Sagat's theme.
Yeah, I
mean, you can do that. So
which is hilarious that you fucking said
so
that.
So I know that Joe's familiar with Spectrum and that Chris is, but if you're not, Pappy, Spectrum Mana was every song in the entire Secret of Mana soundtrack.
Okay, that's
only
a lot.
Once, except for medleys. Medleys don't count. If anybody decides to do a medley, they whatever the fuck they want. And so, like, there was a song at the end of the Mana album where we had a dude named Darius Carlan, who is the chip guy, and he did like a 17-minute chip medley or some shit of like 23 songs in the game. I don't even remember.
Just all the songs.
But with Trigger, yeah, basically. With Trigger, it's mostly singles, but if somebody really wants to be on the project, or somebody really wants to do something else, or vice versa, I made the second claims to kind of help those people. In fact, I got an email, or not an email, a message earlier from Pete of This Place is Haunted / U-Bed Raptors, and he was like, oh my god, man, how do I get on this thing? I would love to be on Trigger. I love Chrono Trigger so much. That's paraphrasing. But it's like, oh god, how do I put you on here? Technically, every freaking song is claimed, basically, but we have this secondary claims list, I guess. And my rule is that if the song is a secondary claim, it should be different than the original.
At least stylistically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, we have somebody doing, like, oh, I'm looking at my list right here. Like, I have Depths of the Night, all right? So Depths of the Night is being done by Tim Yarborough and another person named Louisa. And Tim's is very, like...
Yay, Tim.
Tim's is very... Yeah, it's very Tim. Like, I don't even know how to describe
it. It's very Tim.
He's just chilling in a bar with Yusuf, basically, is what it sounds like. Just Yusuf.
Yeah, that's pretty Tim.
And Louisa sounds like also a bar, but in, like, the 20s with jazz.
Okay, yeah. No, and that's... I like it when different styles and different stuff comes out. I honestly can't listen to the same track remastered 15 times.
Yeah.
Like, for me, that's not entertaining.
I mean, for the musicians, too, it's not really cool for them, because then they get kind of pitted against each other by accident, because somebody will listen to a song and be like, oh, that was really great, but I really like the other one better. And now,
yeah.
You know, now there's like this whole weird, like, oh man.
Yeah.
You know, now that wasn't supposed to happen, but, there, as we wrap up towards the end, we'll see how much of that happens. There definitely is, by accident, one song that ended up having similar things, but that's just quite frankly because I didn't expect the person to actually finish it. And then they finished it, and I was like, well, all right, okay, well, now I have two of these songs.
Yeah. See, I'm really curious, though. A lot of the big remix projects that come out are from, you know, childhoods. We're all in our late 20s, early to mid-30s, so it's a lot of those old RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really curious, what kind of stuff do you think the remix community is going to do in 15 years? What are they going to look back on as a classic and go, oh, hey, we should cover that soundtrack?
You know, it's really interesting question because, like, honestly, I don't really feel like most modern games these days put out anything that is worth covering like the indie
Very
scene
true.
Does.
Yeah.
But the soundtracks aren't there. You know, they're epic and they're Hollywood and they're cinematic, but
they're just not memorable.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, and that's one thing, like, even for me, like, just trying to get into doing, you know, the remix thing, like, you know, I want to do newer stuff, but the problem is most of the time when you're seeing a lot of these newer titles, they're either going to use songs that are already out from a different artist for their entire soundtrack, or the original score is just going to be that. It's just going to be, like, a score, and it's going to be super, like you said, orchestral, not very, like...
And it's not really a melody. It's,
right. It's just kind of ambience. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I bring up, you know, I brought up the question, and now I'm trying to think about a more modern game. And the only thing I can think of is the only...
Ori and the Flying Forest,
man. It's all the indie. It's all the indies. The indies
the
still give a shit.
The only big game I can think of where my blood still gets pumping is Halo, and that's really only, you know, the track.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, yeah, the rest of the game doesn't really have a whole... I mean, I bought Halo 2, and it came with the soundtrack, and I still enjoy some of the songs, but it's really that main one that everybody cares about.
Right.
Yeah, and then stuff like Fallout, it's got a phenomenal soundtrack for the game, but it's pretty much a licensed radio music, you know?
Yeah.
Or stuff that fell out of license because it came out 80 years ago.
Right.
But no, the indie guys are still doing cool stuff, and I think that is where it's really going to kind of go, is that, like, you know, mentioned Ori, another game, Axiom Verge, had a really neat music
Shovel
in it.
Shovel Knight
again,
was fucking awesome.
Indie. Shovel Knight,
Shovel
so
Knight
good.
Has amazing music, obviously. You know,
so good.
Freaking. So, yeah, I mean, that's how I kind of think, but I also think that a lot of these games, even 15 years from now, like, these are iconic things that aren't really going to go away, I don't think, for a lot of people. I mean, maybe when we get to the point where people are actually literally dying off and they don't care about Mario Brothers anymore because they weren't even born even in the same almost century that game existed, then people will stop caring. But the songs, I mean, they're so catchy. Like, it's like, why do people still listen to the Beatles? Because they made those songs back in the day and they still resonate with
people.
That's
true. Now, do you think people could make a AAA title and use original music from just a, you know, one composer or a group?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They just usually don't. You know, it's I feel like it's mostly it's a marketing thing, honestly. You know, like, marketing has decided that video games need to be big and epic and cinematic, and, you know, and so all the things like melody and whatever get kicked to the wayside because that's not important anymore. You're not
check
really
out Death that. Punch Fight Fist Eye Gouge 7 music by Jay-Z.
Yeah, you know, and much, so it's just, it's...
I'd buy it.
And, you know,
yeah, I would too.
I think that it swings back
and forth.
The fifth
one wasn't that good, but six had a lot of promise.
Anyhow.
I think that there will be some big AAA games that have, you know, more memorable kind of soundtrack. I mean, even, like, I don't play any of the Call of Duty games at all, but I have actually seen a couple of different people cover those songs in, like, Dwelling of Duels before.
See, that's cool. Because I didn't own a game system until I was already an adult. My first system was a GameCube.
Oh, really? So what do you think about all these, like, old retro things, then?
I mean, it's awesome. I love that people are into it, but you can ask Joe. I'm kind of right on the verge of the community. Like, I'll listen to it, but I rarely seek it out. Usually someone gifts me or is like, hey, man, check out this album. You know?
Yeah.
But the one thing I feel like I missed out on is, other than Halo, there isn't a game that I put in and I get chills the moment the music starts. And a lot of the composers, you know, that are our age, that's their story. You know, oh, every time I put in this old game,
yeah,
I have to stop and listen to the title screen music. You know, yeah. When I get chills when I get to this one battle.
Yeah.
And I missed out on that.
Yeah, I think it still exists. You just have to find it. You know, like I said, I mean, Ori, to me, is one of those games that was so, like, the music in that game is just so fucking good, and it will give me chills, like, every time. Another older game, Okami for the PS2.
Yeah.
It has amazing music, like all of it.
I never played it, but I know so many people who just love that game.
Oh my god. I'm going to tell you guys straight up, like, if I wasn't taking a break after the fact that this Trigger album is over, which I am 100% doing, I would be all over Okami next. I love Okami so much.
I just, but, I'm not familiar with the music there, so I
Oh
can't
man,
really
Joe,
comment.
It's the whole soundtrack, it's 5 CDs long, like, and it's all like Japanese, like, worldly type music, and it's just, it's funny because it's got, like, that epic kind of feel that these cinematic games go for, but it still has the melody. And, like, if you just are ever curious about checking out any of the music, just look up Shinshu Field on YouTube and that's all you need to know. And you listen to that song, and if that doesn't hook you, then I got nothing.
I still there is
send me a Facebook link. I'll check it out.
But. See, like there, I feel like even just from I'm a musician's standpoint, there's older games that like I would really love to be able to do the entire Double Dragon soundtrack, the original Double Dragon from start to finish. But there's no fucking way I'm going to be able to play that on guitar. Are you kidding me?
Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Holy fuck, man. Like, there's stuff that's out there. I mean, obviously it was written, you know, through a sequencer and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, but the way that they wrote that, it's set like, shit, man. Like, that's they straight up have guitar solos. Like, they are legitimate guitar solos in there.
Yeah. It's funny, a lot of those guys that wrote those songs back in the day, I mean, Daniel would be able to tell you way more about this because he's researched the shit out of it, but it's obvious that they either were musicians or knew about it enough to write things. I mean, like, you guys are familiar with Dan's chiptune stuff. Mm, and
yeah.
His chiptune stuff is like what you're describing to me because he's writing it like a guitar, but it's chip.
Yeah, he's one of the few TED Talks I sat down and watched.
Yeah, and it's just awesome, you know, like, and I think, you know, a lot of those guys back in the day, they were just kind of paving the way. None of this stuff existed, so they were just like, well, how else are you going to make it sound like it? Of course you're going to try to make it sound like a guitar solo. Like, what the hell? Why wouldn't you do that? Like, that's how you make music, right? Get a guitar solo.
Yeah, especially for those songs. Like, holy fuck, man. Like, it's just like don't get me wrong. I want to, and even when I was younger, I told myself that I'll be a good guitar player when I can play this. Yeah. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I would sit down and I heard that and I'm like, man, I wish I could play that on guitar. I'll be a good guitar player when I can fucking play that.
Well, some of it too is like physically impossible, right? Because they can just put the notes close together that it doesn't even matter.
But I mean, even if it's something where it's like, you know,
yeah, you can always reimagine it,
right?
You
know? Yeah,
but
just slow it down just a slight bit, just a little bit, so you can actually physically play it. People do that all the time.
That's it. To be honest, my other problem personally is just I really love guitars. I really love guitars, so I have a hard time listening to too much game remix music at a time because a lot of it's done, you know, via the computer or you know with a lot of
sequence stuff.
Yeah, you're not
listening to the right stuff, man. Just listen to DOD. That'll solve that problem.
Yeah, I might have to. Yeah, because I mean, my favorite artists are the ones who tend to throw in a couple of guitar tracks. You know, you mentioned, you know, Danimal Cannon.
Yeah.
You know, Ale Sean.
Yeah. You know, Dwelling of Duels. It's not like Dwelling of like I made a dig at OCR earlier, and OCR is more of like the sequence stuff, not to their, you know, dismay or whatever. It's just
that's who they are.
Tends to be what happens. They have guitar stuff on there, but DOD tends to have way more guitar stuff and very, very, very little sequence stuff. In fact,
most of the time, the only thing that gets sequence is the drums.
Yeah, the drums, like only because they don't have a drummer to record it usually, or they don't know how to drum. But the songs. It's pretty rare to hear an actual sequenced guitar in DOD, because if you do, people will give you just endless amounts of shit about it. Like, oh, sequenced guitar, oh, blame, oh, is that a fake bass? Get out of here. You know?
Yeah, those chats can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, actually the listening party for this month, which was Iwata month, was just before this podcast.
God,
I listened to it.
Damn it.
And I had a ton of guitar in it. Ton.
Really? That was tonight?
Yeah, that was like literally an hour before this, Joe.
Motherfucker.
I expected that you were going to hit me up while it was going, and I'm like, damn it, I'm going to have to miss some of it. But you were just like, you were like 5 minutes late, and I'm like, sweet, I can still finish out this month.
God, that's funny.
But it's still there. I mean, you can look at it right now. If you go to dwellingofduels.net.
Yeah, I know I could check out the songs. It's just... It's all about the listening party.
The only listening party that I did was the one where I did my Battletoads one.
That's right. That was a great song, man. I loved it. I love Battletoads. Talking about songs that have weird fucking guitars.
Uh-huh. See, and that's the thing, too. Like, I will say this. The main reason why I've been kind of slow on trying to do, like, video game remixes is because, like, you know, when Jordan ended up leaving, like, I had a 7-string that I was mostly using for a lot of the stuff that I was writing. We fell into some times where I had to try and like get rid of some stuff, and she had a baritone that I started using that a lot more than my 7-string. So I was like, well, if I get rid of my 7-string, I still have a baritone, so I'll just still be able to write in that tuning. So I don't really need two guitars that are essentially kind of almost serving the same purpose. So I got rid of mine, and then she left, and now I don't have anything in that tuning. So,
I mean, I just figured you're just super busy. Like, remixing and stuff is super great, and I love it, but, you know, it is just this thing that people are doing on the fun, particularly DOD, which is just for fun for free, you know? So it's like, anything that comes up life-wise, and you guys have all had more than enough things come up life-wise, it's not really that important doing these remixes, but that was a sweet Battletoads song, man. And Battletoads, like, you were talking earlier about, like, it's straight-up guitar. Like, their rhythm in that game is straight guitar. Yep. Like, it's a goofy NES-sounding guitar, but it's like...
Actually, I will say this.
Obviously.
I will say this. Going back to the modern games not having that good of, you know, memorable soundtracks... Dude, that fucking... The new Killer Instinct soundtrack is retardedly good.
Like, it's, yeah, but there's a lot of songs that are taken from old games.
See, but the thing is like, there's a lot of... Like, even that new... The Fulgore? Dude, the Fulgore one is just so... It sounds like a Fear Factory song. Mm-hmm. Like, it straight up sounds like a Fear Factory song. Same thing with Spinals was the other one that I had you put on that CD for me, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think so. There's songs that are on that soundtrack that straight up, if you just put, like, vocals on top of it, it would be, you know, it would be on a major label. No doubt in my mind.
I haven't followed the new Killer Instinct because I don't have an Xbox One, and I don't...
It's going to be on PC as well, actually.
Hey, but. You interested in buying an Xbox One?
No, because I told you, Joe, I don't have time to play them. I have a Wii U, and I occasionally play that.
I'm bummed because last week we talked about me getting the Forza console.
They
which
backed
is
out.
Ashley's friend, his wife, said he couldn't do it. But we're basically already locked into this thing, given how many games I've sold to afford this Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you're selling games to get the Xbox?
Well, I sold games on this website, Glide. I sold my phone on it for like a ridiculous amount. And recently I've been selling games on there, and I was saving up. Ashley told me if you could get $200, this guy's buying the system, that covers the other $200, so we'll get the system. So I sold what I needed to sell, plus some. So we're like in this agreement to get this Forza console, which is already pre-ordered with a nice big-ass deposit on it, and her buyer backed out, so looking for a new buyer.
Trying to find somebody else, yeah.
So if you want to buy an Xbox One for a reasonable price...
I would normally take you up on that, but I won't play it.
So, play Diablo with us.
You could play Diablo with us.
Diablo
Speaking
3.
Of Diablo, we might as well get to the game news of the week.
Diablo patch came out.
Yeah.
Yay. I have a reason to play Diablo again. Yay.
You always have a reason because you're addicted. That's your reason.
No, I didn't have a reason to do it because I was already done with it. Yay.
I will mention that I did enjoy getting my legendary, the Grin Reaper's mask, so now I'm three skeletons instead of one shaman.
I'm telling you, man. I think the thing that blows my mind is just the fact that, like, I don't understand why anybody wouldn't want it on their new, like, their next-gen console because, like, it's so cheap now. Like, it's so cheap, and it still gets regular updates, and there's always shit to do in it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand why people don't get as hyped for Diablo as I do.
Oh, in other news...
did they fix all the problems they had when they launched it?
It's like a completely different game from vanilla.
It is.
Well, that's probably why I think most people are like, they don't realize that.
Well, see, and that's the thing. And I admit that. And that's something that we cover a lot. Is most people, they try and go back to when Diablo 3 launched. That was 3 years ago now.
Like, was it really that long ago?
Yeah. That was 3 years ago that Diablo 3 came out.
Wow. All
right.
It is such a drastically
different game. It is a completely different game now. So, yeah, it's one of those things where it's just like, yeah. I mean, I know that I am like diehard, like super ultra mega Diablo dude. Like,
are you?
Just
or is
a
Diablo
little.
Your favorite game?
You
yeah,
can tell
like
Chris,
my right
like
arm
tell Chris,
is going to
oh, I got
be...
this item, and he can tell you its stats.
Yeah.
He'd be like, what
man.
Did it roll? Did it roll with this or with this? Okay, you're going to want to re-roll that to get this instead, and then just keep going until it hits this number because that's the max, or get as close as you can. And then you're going to want to find these other four items to go with it because it complements the one specific thing that thing does. And then with the other four completely different unrelated items, if you're going with this build of the character, it'll do this. And then you're going to want to check your passives and switch these two to this two. Just join the game and I'll look at your equipment. I'll tell you how fucking stupid you are for having what you have equipped. I'll tell you
this
what you
actually
need to find.
Joe's repeating what Chris told me when I started playing a couple months ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, Chris, I used to work with a couple of the guys that made that game because I was over at Gazillion. And so Gazillion was... Gazillion had a lot of ex-Blizzard North guys. So my boss was the ex-art director of Diablo 2, and our CEO was Dave Brevik, which is the lead programmer.
You're talking
so
to the guy.
Do you want to give us their contact?
Yeah,
you
right.
Get them on the show?
Can I blow them?
Well, unfortunately, guys, you missed it because I've been laid off, right? So
yeah, I remember.
I could give you their contacts, but A, I never really talked to Dave much because he was our CEO, and then... It's not.
He's higher.
CEO's a little too highfalutin for our.
We'll get an art guy on.
If I could get an art guy on, I would shit my pants because, like, you're talking to the guy that plans to. I'm planning to make my entire right arm an entire sleeve of Diablo.
God damn.
If you did that, Nate, Diablo. Joe and I wouldn't even show up. It would just be Chris interviewing him.
I would do the intro, drop the mic, and leave for 4 hours.
Pretty much.
Come back, announce the music.
Unfortunately,
well, I'd have to wait.
He's a pretty private guy. He would never have agreed to be on one of these types of things.
Oh, no. But the current art directors are perfectly fine, which they're actually, I believe they're currently hiring an art director for Diablo right now, and I'm assuming to work on the third expansion. So
probably.
Yep.
Well, Chris, you're the Diablo guy. Try hitting them up and get them on the show.
Yeah.
Sure. I handle getting pretty much every guest. It's time
so
for you.
So, anyhow, speaking of I got 20 minutes before I have another thing that I have to do, so...
Yeah. Well,
we don't care.
Pappy's got shit to do.
All right, let's get this last Tsushimi code out real quick. 7, Goober, 9, Gonad, 3, Queen, Nothing, Asshole.
Is that hyphenated or...
Q&A.
Okay.
Queen, Nothing, Asshole. Boner 33, Muskrat. Because there actually was some more like real news to talk about.
Well, it's also an hour and a half in, so.
Well, yeah. Rock Band fucking announced 10 more songs.
Yeah, get those out quick. I know there's two or three that I was actually pretty pumped about, so.
Yeah, there's actually, go figure, last week after talking about how I'm not a fan of the Proto Man. Guess who's in fucking Rock Band?
The Proto Man is in Rock Band?
The Proto Men, Light Up the Night, will be in Rock Band 4 on disc.
Wow.
On disc.
You know what? Rock Band supports the indie stuff. They have their own indie bands in Rock Band, so that makes sense, actually.
Yep.
Yeah, apparently they were one of the highest requested bands, so Harmonix directly contacted the Proto Men. And the Proto Men are going to be in the game a week after I said how much I'm not a fan of the band.
Yeah, but it's not... a PS4 disc, so buy the Xbox version.
No, it's on disc.
It's
like
on disc.
On disc for all of them.
I'm
yeah,
not
Rock
a fan
Band
of their
4,
music
not
personally
PS4.
In terms of like wanting to go to a show and listen to it. However, they do play very well, and they are great people. But
yeah, they're great people. I just don't care about the music. So
yeah. But I've seen. Do you ever see their fucking? They played a Queen set at Nerdapalooza a couple years ago, and that was amazing.
I didn't see it.
That was amazing.
But anyway, the other songs that were announced: Tijuana Sweetheart, Pistol Whipped, 38 Special, Caught Up in You, Arctic Monkeys, Arabella, The Both, Milwaukee, Little Big Town, Little White Church, Lucius, Turn It Around. Soundgarden, Super Unknown.
Yeah.
Cake,
yeah.
Short Skirt, Long Jacket.
Yeah.
And
easy
finally, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, The Impression That I Get.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do the Arctic Monkeys one too. I like them.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
But yeah, the Cake one, I mean that's the one for the people who can't really sing but still want to get 100%.
Yeah, basically.
Short skirt, long jacket.
Long
boom, 100%.
Oh no. All right. Yeah. I don't want to hear it.
I had a coworker sing Cake twice and he said both times the lead singer was actually kind of an asshole.
Really?
To the audience, yeah. because he was up front with a friend, but he wasn't really jamming. Like, he wasn't getting with it. And the lead singer literally just looked at him, like, in between songs, like, what the fuck, man? Aren't you having fun? But, like, not one of those, hey, man, come on, get it. It was one of those, like, wait, yeah. The fuck are you even in the front?
Do you think he was legitimately upset?
Whether or not, that's still kind of a dick thing to say.
Like, see, I don't know. It depends. From a musician...
Well, like I said, he wasn't just friendly. He's, you know, my coworker told me the guy wasn't doing, like, friendly goofing on him or anything. He looked legitimately annoyed.
Okay.
Okay. There's certain ways to... Because, like, let's say if I was going to do something like that, I'd be like, ah, come on, man. Why are you even up here? And then I would kind of, like, do it... You know, you would do it playfully.
Yeah.
And just try and, like... You know.
Then again, a guy who talks and sings like this in only one tone, you never know if he's laughing or joking or if there's any kind of joy in his life because he talks like
a robot. I don't think
like
there is. Most of his songs are depressing.
Yeah.
I've got wheels. I will say this. I love Cake. I really do. And I think the main reason why I like them is because it literally sounds like he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
Because it almost adds another layer of like, oh man, like this. He's talking about like some heavy shit, and just the way that he sings it just makes it go like.
He actually started the band as a prank, but it went so far he felt he had no choice but to just keep going.
Like he can't.
If
get
you
want
to hear something really interesting, listen to their version of fucking War Pigs.
Oh no, I have the whole Cake collection. I'm a fan of their music.
Yeah.
I really like, honestly, their Menomina is phenomenal.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's phenomenal.
Oh, it's so good.
Menomina? Oh, that's,
yeah, they do Menomina. It's good. It is really, because they've got, he's got the right voice for that song, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phenomena. Do, 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 do.
Menomina.
Dude, it is, that cover's so good.
I'm totally going to look that up.
I will say this, I love their covers.
I love their I Will Survive.
Oh yeah,
I Will Survive the main cover that I know from them.
Yeah.
I actually played that one out. Like, I'm sick of that song because of me. Point.
All right, well, we have to cover our bases since Pappy has to leave soon. So, what are you playing, Pappy?
Gears of War with you.
What How else? About that?
Oh yeah, Gears came out.
Dude, so much shit came out.
Fuck.
So much shit. I Am Bread just hit the PS4 this week.
Oh, why is it not on Xbox One?
Yeah, seriously. Fucking developers.
Why would you want to play I Am Bread?
Because it's bread.
The same reason I just picked up
Goat Simulator.
Goat Simulator. MM More Goats.
I thought I gave zombies. You Goats. I gifted you Goats. Oh, I gifted it to you on Steam.
Yeah. I have it. Yeah, I have it on my computer.
Yeah, I honestly look at I Am Bread and I'm like, yeah, I had fun with Goat Simulator, but I have to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, but the new Goat Simulator stuff just came out on Xbox One this week.
The only thing I'm not a fan of
MMO
with that game is how
shit.
The programmer straight up said, like, yeah, we're never going to fix any of the glitches.
Well, but that's the
goat.
Point.
Yeah,
for Goat Simulator. Yeah, they're like, it's broken. No, they're like, it's broken. We love it that way. It adds to the aesthetic of the game, and we're never going to fix that.
What a great deal they have with that, never having to fix bugs in their game. Because
right?
The aesthetic, quote.
But they've added so much content.
They did add a ton of shit.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just, but the shit that's broken will still always be broken.
Unless it's like game-breakingly broken. Like,
the
stupid glitches and shit in there. Yeah.
Glitches, yeah.
Well, the clipping is part of the entire game experience, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. It's so good. Chris, what are you playing?
Are you fucking shocked?
Never mind.
Diablo.
Never mind.
And all right, I do have one new thing to contribute. They put out that Clicker Heroes game that is free through Steam.
Yeah.
They put out a mobile version of it, so I have it on my phone now.
Nice.
Yeah, basically, since Chris has lost to Diablo, Joe and I are playing some Gears.
We've played. I've been playing a ton of shit this week.
Yeah, you have.
Whispering Willow is awesome. I was playing Shishimi. Adventures of Pip, which came out, I think, late last week.
Adventures of Pimp?
Pip. P-I-P.
Oh, I'm less interested now.
It's a fun retro side-scrolling platformer, hack-and-slash, puzzler. It's really cool.
It doesn't know what it wants to be when it grows up.
Dude, it's so good, though. It is
everything.
A lot of fun. Nate, what are you playing?
I'm playing nothing, man. I'm way too fucking busy.
You know what you need to play? Diablo on the Xbox One.
Yeah, you do.
With the Xbox One that I'm trying to sell.
I would love to play Rocket League. I would love to play the new Unreal Tournament game. I would love to play, fuck, there's some other game.
I would love to play Xbox One games.
No.
What did Xbox One get you selling, Joe? I want to buy your old Xbox One.
I don't think there's anything literally on the entire Xbox One that I care about.
If you saw Sunset Overdrive, you would want to give
it a try. Know what? Yeah, you're right. I agree with you that. The Sunset Overdrive looks interesting.
That was my system seller. Forza.
You know what I want to play now, Joe? I want to play Shishimi. That would be fun. Not gonna, but I would love to.
Not gonna.
Give me a month, then I'll play games.
Well, given the history of our show, there's a chance those codes might last a month.
That's not entirely
true. Didn't Zach say, like, oh, I listened to this episode like 3 weeks later thinking, oh, those codes are definitely gone. Nope, first one worked.
Yep.
Oh.
No one likes
us. I'll tell my coworker who has a PS4.
That one guy. Hey, you only even call him by like PS4, dude. Yeah, like, hey, you're the guy that has that PS4, right?
You're the stupid one here, right?
Actually, we call him the Stash. He has the greatest mustache in the United States military.
Until the PS4 burns it off.
Don't lean forward when you're ejecting the disc.
The flames shoot out the sides.
It literally shoots the disc out so forcefully that it just chops it off.
It would actually grow back in about 48 hours.
Holy fuck.
This kid is amazing. Yeah. He jokes that he actually got told, first and only time I ever heard this, he actually got told, a chief came up and was like, Airman, you need to trim your mustache. It's against bulk regulations.
Bulk regulation.
Yeah, it was too. There was too. There was such a manly mustache. It was forward too much.
Wow.
And his joke was like, oh, "I'm sorry, sir, but my mustache decided to grow a mustache."
Nice. All right. So I don't know what music to play this week. There's like nothing big that came out musically. Nate, what songs are we playing?
I don't know. Well, I told you to pick what songs you wanted to play. I gave you some extra ones. I'll tell you what those are.
What's... So basically, that was me setting up you talking about the songs that you sent me to play, and you were just like, oh, well, I told you about some.
Yep.
I'm leading into a conversation
here. I also said you listen to the album and pick some songs.
Yep.
Okay, so I'll pick a few random ones in addition to...
In addition to some bonus ones for fun, there is a Missing No song, which is Corridors of Time, which is Zeal. And if anybody knows Craig Trono Trigger, Zeal is like the song to cover for that game. However, first of all, that song has been done to death. So this is a different version of it. It's a very laid back, kind of smooth jazz version. Maybe you could hear it in like an elevator or something like that. It's very nice, but it was not on the album because their hard drive crashed and they lost the file, and now they have to literally go back to the studio and re-record it because they lost it.
Oh damn!
So we have a demo version.
Yay! So this is unmixed, unmastered. Like,
oh, this is really deep cuts, like bootleg shit.
Exclusive.
This is the kind of shit they usually don't put out until the artists are dead.
Yeah, yeah. In
so,
fact,
breaking news, Missing No died yesterday.
I didn't ask Missing No if I could do this. Hopefully they won't be pissed off at me for doing that.
Yeah, we'll just run it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
They're not going to listen. Don't worry.
Don't worry. And then the other one is extra fun. And you need to pay attention to this, Chris, because there's a band called Martial Art. And Martial Art is Strayfig and JMR. They do chiptune and they play guitar over the top of it, kind of like Danimal, except for they're a two-piece instead of one. So what they're doing is they took the song Lab 16 and they made it into this jazzy, or not jazzy, but jam band kind of loop. And what is going on the project right now is literally everybody, because the way that I run the group is... I have everybody in a Facebook group, which means anybody who posts anything can see what people are doing at any given moment if they want to. So they post this song and they say, hey, take this loop, play over the top of it, whatever, with whatever the hell you want, and we'll try to use it. And that's it. and it's a pretty basic loop. Like, it's nothing outlandish. People can solo over it. Eric, Viking Guitar, has already.
So I'm gonna drum solo over this thing. Is that what you're asking?
There's already 3 drum solos, but you could do another.
All right.
They will take. They're on board for anybody. And if anybody else is listening to this, nobody.
Could totally. That was good. That was nice.
Very accurate.
You could totally message me and be like, "Hey, I heard that song. I want to record on it, and maybe I can give it to them."
You're gonna do a scat solo.
So, see, the funny thing is, you're laughing, but what'll end up happening is he's gonna give me this song. I'm gonna wake up tomorrow morning and I'm gonna be like, "Time to hook up the electronic drum kit." All right, here you go.
Yeah, I mean, basically, like, listen, it's so easy that they're harassing me to play on it. All right, and I have a guitar. I'm not proficient.
I saw the video of you playing Porcupine Tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to I keep tabs on people.
I tried to play Porcupine Tree, Chris.
It was good. Listen.
70%.
But you know what though? I know a lot of people that wouldn't get that far, so don't discourage yourself.
Okay, well,
Chris, maybe you could teach me a solo that I could.
My point is, it's so easy that the person who doesn't play a musical instrument regularly is going to do something. I'm actually going to go over to Grant's house maybe next week and record over at his house.
Dude, so. I need to. You know what? Where are you guys? Where are you guys at? Where are you living?
San Francisco.
I need to move out there.
You couldn't afford the cardboard box in the alley. Right?
I need to move out there, and obviously, apparently, I just need to do like gay porn or something so I could, afford
sure, you could do that. Although there might be too much of it, I don't know.
It's over flooding the market. Boom.
It's San Francisco, but I mean, like, yeah, it's expensive. People make it work. You know, if you don't mind having roommates, I actually think it's not that impossible. I have 2 roommates.
I'm essentially. I'm living in, I guess, like a, almost like a glorified walk-in closet, sort of.
Well, there you go. That's perfect for San Francisco then, isn't it?
Sort of.
Yeah, except for that walk-in closet in San Francisco would cost you $1,600 a month downtown, because San Francisco. Don't live downtown.
I just hate myself because I figured out what porn you would be in. It would be called Banging the Drums.
No. I don't think I would.
He's like, no, I already have it figured out. It's this. I've been working on it. Listen, I have this video.
I have this, like, B footage.
What's
that
up,
I never...
Jacob? It's time for your drum lessons.
Oh, God.
All right,
where's
so
the
drumsticks? Election for drunk monkeys now.
Where's the drumsticks?
We got something else in mind, Jacob.
But yeah, man, you totally jam on that, and then we'll. I mean, if Chris is already talking to you, then you might end up on it anyway. I mean, I don't know. We'll do our best. I'm trying to wrap this thing musically by the end of September.
I think they already have something like flushed out. I'm not entirely. I think they already have something like relatively flushed out. Right. I'm just waiting to get like the because they like Ryberg had like a bunch of like demoed drum stuff that he already had down, just to kind of get the ideas across.
I like how Pappy's desperately trying to end this.
If I disconnect, Chris or Nate goes with me. So, honest, at this point, if we're still going in 4 minutes, I will just be watching a movie and tweeting.
Yeah, you could just talk about the movie. On here.
I'm not muting it or nothing. I'm just gonna watch the movie.
All right. No. We're taking off. We're taking off.
All right. So
we got shit to do.
Hey. Like what?
Cool, guys.
The NyQuil took away my dizziness, but I'm not tired at all.
Oh, SmackDown's on tonight. We could watch the Dudleys.
I'm probably gonna actively listen to this song and figure out stuff to do for it.
Active listening.
You're gonna listen to it. It's only like it's like a 2 minute. It's like a 2 minute loop, but the first loop I think is 1 minute. So the song itself goes for 2, but the loop is 1. It's so easy. You're gonna be like, wait, this? I could do this literally right now. In fact, I already did. All right, here you go. We're done.
Yeah,
so,
that's probably
so. I have
happen.
A 1 minute song file to play. Nice.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's how the podcast should be.
Yeah, it's a one minute podcast. You're already playing a whole bunch of other stuff, so yeah, it's just a small little loop for fun, little sneak peek to see how things are going to make. I literally have no idea what that's going to sound like at the end because they're just getting whoever to play on it, and so I have no idea what it'll be when they're finally finished with it.
When it's done and finished, maybe we could get a first play on the show.
Sure.
World premiere that bitch when it's done.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Sweet. We're all going to forget.
Yeah. final words?
Final words. This is fun. Thanks for having me on. People like Trigger and they're listening to this, go check out chroniclesoftime.net. We released a small little sampler. It's actually an entire album's length of music, but it's small because we have 5 fucking discs of music still to be released.
God damn.
It's too much music. It's way too much music, and I'm hoping that by giving out the sampler now, people can actually appreciate it instead of like getting 5 discs at the end and being like, fuck, I don't want to listen to all this. It's too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. And, you know, like, we're thinking about different ways to handle how we're going to release it, and we might release one disc at a time and then have, like, the whole thing at the very end be like, here you go, now here's all of it if you want to just download it. But we're all figuring it out. I want to try to license it, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how that's all going to work. We'll see.
So how about a nice, succinct little punch to end the show?
Punch?
Like, just...
A one-liner.
Yeah.
A one-liner?
Or just...
Out of time, y'all. Out of time.